Legislator Giarantine.
Yes.
Remember, we can.
Legislator Mayo.
Postpone.
Legislator Maloney James.
So postpone it again now.
Legislator Maloney Joseph.
Here.
Legislator Petit. Legislator Rodriguez.
Present.
Okay. Resolution number 15, setting a public hearing on proposed local law number 1 of 2019, a local law amending the code of the County of Ulster in relation to local law number 5 of 1991, a local law adopting a hotel motel room occupancy tax to clarify the tax law's application to short-term and vacation rentals, to be held on Tuesday, May 14, 2019 at 6 p.m. Move?
Madam, I'll move it, but I also then have a subsequent motion.
Okay.
Say second.
Second.
All right.
Yes.
Madam Chair, at this time I move to postpone Resolution 15 for our discussion from last meeting in which we're preparing.
Still waiting.
To, exactly.
Okay.
What are we waiting for?
We're still waiting for data.
Okay.
Okay.
That's what we discussed last meeting.
I said okay, okay already, so.
Okay.
I know. But you
so
need to say second.
Make a motion.
I have to second it.
Thank you.
Okay.
One of
all
you
right.
Guys.
We'll postpone till next month. Resolution.
Yes, call for the vote.
Oh, sorry. Yes. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 119, adopting the Ulster County Sexual Harassment Prevention Policy and the Discriminatory Harassment Prevention Policy and Complaint Procedure.
I'll move it.
Second.
Legislator Rodriguez.
Madam Chair, I believe the chair of the legislature had, I guess, amendments to this that she was.
We're still working on it. We've met with the deputy exec and the personnel department, and we're making some adjustments, and we're waiting for a red line copy. So we'll postpone that. Is that what you're going to say?
I can. I just want to make sure we actually got an update as to what was happening. So
that's what's happening.
At the request of the chair of the legislature and the chair of this committee, I will move to postpone resolution.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Resolution 148, authorizing roof reconstruction of various UCC facilities, phase one, at the Ulster County Community College campus at SUNY Ulster Stone Ridge, in and for the County of Ulster, New York, at a maximum estimated cost of $1,407,000, and authorizing the issuance of bonds of said county to pay the cost thereof. Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Resolution 150, authorizing the purchase of maintenance equipment and vehicles at the Ulster County Community College campus at SUNY Ulster Stone Ridge in and for the County of Ulster, New York, at a maximum estimated cost of $553,000, and authorizing the issuance of 153,000 bonds of said county to pay the cost thereof.
I'll move it, but I also have a question.
Second. Legislator Rodriguez.
Thank you. Madam Chair, through the chair to Deputy County Executive Ryder, on Resolution 150 and 154, just to verify which vehicles or what type of vehicles are we purchasing in each instance, and where do we stand with the green fleet policy in terms of the overall number of green vehicles?
Sure. So I believe you were sent back up that has the listing of all these. I don't have it with me.
Okay.
I know the SUNY Ulster... The SUNY Ulster Resolution 150 mm-hmm. is buying some plows and some trucks because they had a couple of their plow trucks break down.
Okay.
As far as the overall fleet on 154, you should have backup with a listing. And if I could see it, I could tell you exactly.
Well, this is only the bond. This isn't the capital project. So if
right.
the backup is with the capital project, it would have been in last week.
It should be in a non-consent.
No, it would be a consent because it passed unanimously.
But it's a bond.
No,
the capital project.
The capital project.
Okay.
I mean, right, so you know, you can just get back to us. It's fine.
Okay.
Just as a point of reference, whenever we're going to have any of these things on vehicles, I'm just going to ask a standard question.
Yep. I mean, you had the backup last week when you approved the actual.
I know, but it's one of these things where I'm going to ask.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 154, authorizing the purchase of county fleet vehicles for the County of Ulster, New York at a maximum estimated cost of $805,000 and authorizing the issuance of $805,000 bonds of said county to pay the cost thereof.
Move it.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 156, authorizing the purchase of highway and bridge equipment for construction and maintenance purposes for the County of Ulster, New York at a maximum estimated cost of $2,545,000 and authorizing the issuance of $2,545,000 bonds of said county to pay the cost thereof.
Move.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Resolution 158, authorizing the replacement of the Shawangunk Kill Bridge in and for the County of Ulster, New York at a maximum estimated cost of $595,000 and authorizing the issuance of $595,000 bonds of said county to pay the cost thereof.
I'll move it, and for the record, it's pronounced
if you're going to do this
Shangum.
Again.
Shangum.
Second.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 161, authorizing the replacement of the Sampsonville Road culvert in the town of Rochester in and for the County of Ulster, New York at a maximum estimated cost of $550,000 and authorizing the issuance of $550,000 bonds of said county to pay the cost thereof. Move. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Is there a problem?
No.
Resolution 172, authorizing the chair of Ulster County Legislature to execute intermunicipal agreements with the town of Saugerties and the village of Ellenville to provide the services of domestic violence investigators to the Ulster County Family and Child Advocacy Center and amending the 2019 budget.
I'll move.
Move.
It.
Second.
Second. Joe.
So I think most of us just kind of got wind of this yesterday in Laws and Rules, mm-hmm. and the way it was explained to me was they have been hiring retired police officers for these positions, and it worked well, except with, I think, the school starting to use retired police officers as the resource officers for, they've started to lose people here and there, so they were having a problem keeping a consistent position filled. So now they've asked the towns and villages to lend an officer. The only problem is the pay didn't seem to be the problem per se. It was a more attractive job maybe to go to some of these schools. They had lost a couple of people. Now for that, for the county to now have stability or a little more comfort that they're going to keep somebody in that position for a year or two, it's now going to cost the town of Saugerties like $45,000, and they're going to lend an officer. What Mr. Iapoci explained yesterday was it was going to be about $120,000 for Saugerties to have this officer when you include health care and everything else. The county is not going to give Saugerties or Ellenville more than $75,000. So we're going to pluck. I know we have a decent population in Saugerties. So I reached out, I sent an email out to the town board and the supervisor. And I said, if you guys have done your due diligence and you're happy with this, then I'll go and fight for it. If not, if you have issues with it, now's the time, because we're completing this contract. And if you want any kind of negotiating power, you're going to lose some with this. It's already called the late resolution, so we're being told it's time sensitive. We know how this works. It's going to be put before the town board, and it's going to say up or down, and you don't want to not do this. You're going to be costing us. So I was surprised to hear from three town board members that had no idea what I was talking about.
Because it hasn't been put before their board yet?
I still think they should have been included in this conversation when we're finalizing the contract, more or less. I don't think I don't think we're sending them a template to be messed with, I think, or negotiated on. It's more of a yes or no vote by the time it gets to them. So I'm just surprised that it sounds like the county decided to negotiate with an appointee in Saugerties that didn't necessarily pass any of this information along to the town board. I literally just got an email from the supervisor, and the last paragraph starts with, I believe that the town board would be willing to assign a police officer to this project so long as the town is reimbursed for the cost of the officer's participation. So I'd be willing to vote yes on it right now if we're going to amend this contract to say that it's going to cover all costs, including benefits to that officer. And I mean, the only thing we're getting out of this is stability. And for that stability, the taxpayers of Sawgrass are going to pay $45,000. Right. I'm uncomfortable.
I don't think, and
I got those numbers from Mr. Ipochi, and they sounded right.
Right, but I don't think this is going to be that person's full-time 100%.
I asked that last night, and I was told yes.
Okay.
I asked him that. I said, is he going to be, is this a part-time? Is he, and no, he is
not
committed.
Part-time, but I mean.
No, no, they said, Mr. Ipochi, I mean, we could get maybe Jay in here, but I took it that he was going to work full-time in this position.
So these were his only responsibilities.
That's
he would not
like,
be doing
yes.
anything else for the town.
Yep.
Can you confirm that?
Maybe I'll go grab
Jay. Right. Go grab Jay. Come up, I was late. I'm trying to bring up that before I got here.
Can you just give it an overview?
An overview
of what this
do
is.
Do you recall last night when I asked Mr. Ipochi about
hey, Commissioner.
The officer that we were lending to the county, he told us it was going to be full-time
whether
in this position.
These
yes,
investigators
yes, that they are not going to be working
full-time, that they're not
going to
be working
like they're
with
be
the town
in this position.
At
that's
all.
The answer I got.
Yes.
Do you know if that's accurate?
That's the answer we were given.
I want to understand the cost breakdown because.
Well, according
so
to Mr. Ipochi, it used to
resolution?
Be. It cost the county $75,000, so that's what they want to put forward.
Which is right.
But is the town then eating some cost?
The Artesian was $120,000, and
yeah.
The
and who did you negotiate this with? You negotiated this?
Because they wanted to keep it at that rate, right?
Yeah, they're going to give Sorry $75,000, but we're
coming up with the rest.
Coming up with the rest.
Him at $120,000, and the Ellenville guy at $95,000.
But not the town supervisors in either of
that's
those
what
towns.
You remember, yeah.
In the, he's also referred to as the mayor in the contract. We should probably change that to supervisor when the contract that Fred will sign.
So they've seen the agreement.
We have a mayor, but we don't have a police force in the village anymore. It's the supervisor. He's
right. No, I get that. Okay.
Oh, they just...
All right. I mean, I can put him on speakerphone and he can answer some questions. This is Commissioner Ipochi or whatever's...
Yes, why don't we put him here?
Hold on.
Mike, I'm going to actually put you on speakerphone and have you speak with the committee.
I'll ask him real quick.
Okay.
Hey, Mike, the only two things we were trying to validate from last night was that we got an estimate that the police officer cost the town of Saugerties $120,000 and $75,000 from the county is what Saugerties would get, and they would cover the rest. And the other question we had was whether this was a full-time position for that town of Saugerties or would he be working both in the town of Saugerties and for you in a part-time way?
No, it's a full-time assignment to the Family and Children's Advocacy Center. So each police department, the police department in Saugerties and the police department in Ellenville are assigning the police officers to the Family and Children's Advocacy Center, and they'll be there full-time.
And they're offsetting what Saugerties would be paying. So Saugerties would typically be paying $129.
They have a full-time officer, and they don't get anything, and they're paying $45,000, the leftover from what the county, the $75,000 from the county?
Right, right, which seems reasonable.
To not have an officer and just pay this that no other town is going to be paying.
My understanding is that each of the towns...
Maybe I'm wrong. That's
willing to agree that... to assign police officers to the FCAC, we were able to cover up to $75,000 of the cost that the town incurs to employ that police officer. The respective town is going to continue to pay the difference. My understanding is that a full-time police officer in Saugerties, it's approximately $125,000 for that person's salary and fringe, which would include their benefits. In Ellenville, my understanding was that it's between 95 and 105, and it is correct that each of the towns is going to make up that difference with regard to the expenditures, and this is somewhat similar to the model that we used to employ. The reason that we arrived at offering $75,000 is that's what the costs have been averaging for us in connection with law enforcement investigators through the DA's office after all of the time that they end up putting in. So the towns were willing to agree to this. The benefit for them is that after 2 years elapses, they have that officer returning to their police department who's gotten specific training and experience in investigating cases of child sexual assault and abuse and domestic violence cases, forensic interviewing. So the benefits to the police department are that they have a more experienced investigator, and that also continues to benefit the county.
Who did you negotiate this with, Mike?
With each of the police chiefs, Chief Sanaga had formerly been assigned to the FDAC when he was employed in the town of Ulster. So he has experience as an investigator who was assigned
I would just tell you that Chief Sanaga is an appointed official by the town board and the supervisor. You know, this is something, I mean, there are a lot of shared services conversations, I'm sure, but I'm speaking as a legislator that understands the process, and I'm also speaking as someone that lives in Saugerties and is represented by the town board and the supervisor. And it seems odd that none of the town board and the supervisor did not seem to know much about. The supervisor knew very little, it sounds like, and the town board was unaware of this agreement. So we've worked through an appointee of the town board, and the town board has no idea about this. I think going into the future, maybe we should make sure that the governing body in the said town that's agreeing to this contract has some say in the contract before it's put forth to them in a time-sensitive way and given an up or down vote under a lot of pressure.
Well, the supervisor is the authorizing local decision maker, and it still has to go to the town board. I hear what you're saying.
We complain all the time up here as the fund appropriators and the policymaking body that we haven't had enough time. Here we are with this. We've had no input, and here we are doing the same exact thing.
Let me just ask this question, Mike. How come we're getting it as late?
Well, the resolution was proposed late because we had been involved in trying to arrive at filling vacancies that we have at the FCAC for law enforcement investigators. Mm-hmm. I appeared before the Rules and Laws Committee yesterday evening and explained to them that we've had recruitment and retention issues in terms of maintaining staffing for law enforcement investigators because the current model we're using relied on employing retired law enforcement officers who were then hired through the DA's office. But because of the demands of the position and other opportunities that are available to retired law enforcement, we've had basically a revolving door of law enforcement investigators hired through the DA's office that have not continued to remain with the FCAC. So we've invested time in training these officers who, after a period of a few months, end up leaving. That's why we decided to revisit the model where we have been utilizing law enforcement personnel from municipal law departments. The conversations that took place between each of the respective police chiefs were arrived at as a result of their duties and responsibilities, and my understanding is that the resolution creates the opportunity to enter into intermunicipal agreements. And the expectation is that each of these police chiefs have had the appropriate conversation with the public officials in their respective towns that oversee them. They have indicated to me, and I do have in emails from each of them, that these are agreements that they have represented that their towns are prepared to enter into.
Can you send those? Can you forward those emails to the chair?
I can't at this particular minute.
Just over the next day or so.
Okay. Tracy?
I don't know if the commissioner will be able to hear me from here, but maybe
just for clarification, my understanding, and it's following on that comment, because I spoke with Legislator Maloney earlier today, and I wasn't aware the extent to which the municipalities knew of or consented to the agreement, but it's my understanding that this resolution authorizes the legislature, the chair, through the for the legislature to enter into the agreement, but there is no agreement without the town agreeing to the agreement. So there is a fail-safe, because if the Saugerties doesn't sign the agreement, we don't have an agreement.
Yeah, but let's look at this, you know, just
is
from
that correct?
A pragmatic,
yes,
honest,
okay,
standpoint. And that's, you're going to take this town board. It reminds me somewhat of some of these IDA things, where you take it to a town board and you say, here it is, it's done, they agreed to it, here it is. If you say no, they're not going to be able to fill this position, which is a thing we need in this county. They should have been in on the negotiations.
But
they should know about this. The contract is now a done deal, and they get an up or down vote.
But the commissioner is saying that there has been communication with the town, both with the police commissioner, and the police commissioners of the towns have represented that there is
an appointee. The chief of Saugerties is an appointee, and it sounds like he has not talked to his town. I have three emails from four of the town, out of the four town board members, three reached out and said, I have no idea, I've never heard anything about this. And I have an email from the supervisor that I just got that in the last paragraph, he mentions that they that we've entered other agreements, nothing like this, and something with the school. But the first line of the last paragraph, I believe the town board would be willing to assign a police officer to this project so long as the town is reimbursed for the cost of the officer's participation. The town of Saugerties is paying $50,000 of this guy's salary, and they're not going to have him working for the town. All I'm asking is that if we're going to do this, that we pay. We had fun. There was no problem with the performance of these retired police officers, correct? So we're going to get an equally good performance, nothing more, but it's going to cost the town of Saugerties $50,000. And we're the one of two places in the entire county that is giving an officer away. All I'm asking is that we get fully reimbursed. I don't think it's too much to ask. And if we can't, and if they don't want to do that, then come up with another idea that you can find an officer for $75,000 or $80,000. But if you're asking Saugerties to come up with $50,000, I don't think that's fair.
Legislator Geraghty.
First of all, I don't think you can come up with an officer for $75,000. If they did, they would have. Right. Number two, I mean, they are dealing in good faith. Through representative, which is the police representative. I mean, it's his responsibility to go back to the board and say, hey, this is what the deal is. If you agree to it or not, Tracy's 100% correct. You don't have an agreement until it's actually authorized by the town board.
They don't sign it.
So, I mean,
you're putting them in a tough spot. They weren't involved.
Well, that is up to the police officer, the chief there, to get involved. I mean, he represents the town, to the village, whatever. His responsibility to go back and report to them saying, this is what we're doing, this is how we're doing it, give me some direction.
Well, I'm asking to fully reimburse the Saugerties town for their police officers.
And
I think it's a reasonable request.
I think that's up to the town to make that. I mean, it has been negotiated in
the
good
faith.
The
contract is finalized. This is, Mark, they're not going to want to redo this contract once it gets to the town, are they?
So I don't know what's in the budget for this, so the commissioner would know that. So I don't know if we have additional money budgeted to be able to reimburse the town of Saugerties for the full $125,000. Maybe you could answer that.
Perhaps we should go to police departments that, like,
and
that
I don't know the
Ellensville, or would be closer to an even swap.
And Saugerties are the only two. They're the only two in this resolution.
Yeah.
The individuals are going to be working across the county. They're not going to be dedicated to each of these towns, correct?
No, but there may be a benefit to the towns.
Well, the only benefit I've heard, and correct me, Mike, if I'm wrong, is that they'll have
benefit.
2 years of training to be able to handle these types of cases. Is that not correct?
Yeah, they'll have 2 years of, training and investigative experience in the cases that the Family and Children's Advocacy Center handles. They will be working across the entire county. So, for instance, if there's a case of severe sexual child abuse in Saugerties, the possibility is that one of those investigators with a Child Protective Service caseworker would be assigned to that case. So they'll work across the county. The only other analogy I can draw is that, in connection with the conversation that took place with the municipalities, the conversations were with the chief law enforcement officer in each of those municipalities. My expectation and understanding would be that they would be having appropriate conversation with their elected officials and persons who supervise their conduct and oversee their budget. So my conversations were with the police chiefs, as I indicated before, and their representations were that they were receptive to agreeing to those terms and conditions.
Mike, are we getting any reimbursement back from the state?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Are we getting any reimbursement back from the state?
No, we haven't been receiving reimbursement from OCFS since 2014. They discontinued reimbursing counties for expenditures incurred in connection with law enforcement personnel at family and children's advocacy centers. That was one of the reasons why we moved away from the model where we have been previously recruiting law enforcement personnel from municipal departments, because of the fact that we were not able to capture reimbursement. And that goes back to 2014.
So is this happening with, this is only for Saugerties and Ellenville. Are there other agreements like this in other towns?
I think there are four of these positions, right?
There currently are not, but over the history of the Family and Children Advocacy Center, which goes back to 1994, we have had law enforcement personnel from just about every single police department in Ulster County at one time or another. Traditionally, we would approach those municipal police departments and see what their receptivity was with regard to their staffing and also with regard to their interest in having personnel assigned to the FCAC because of the unique nature of the work they do. In the past, we've had officers from the town of Ulster, Kingston Police Department, New Paltz. So this is not something that has been unusual. There's a long history behind this type of relationship in connection with having capable and qualified and experienced law enforcement who are from our county. One of the other issues that we have faced with recruiting retired law enforcement officers is that we don't necessarily arrive at being able to recruit retired law enforcement officers who worked during their careers in Ulster County. So that's been another issue with recruitment and retention. And a lot of retired law enforcement officers have many other opportunities as a result of the increase in the hiring of school resource officers. And the hours and the demands of those positions are not as great as working for the FCAC, which is extremely demanding in terms of the nature of the cases and the hours because of a lot of the emergency investigations that have to be done basically at all times of the week.
Okay. Yes, Legislator Rodriguez.
Brevity is the soul of wit. So I guess through the chair, to anyone who wants to kind of, take it. So we haven't had any issues with any of the other municipalities who have been involved in this program, right? In terms of the financial commitments?
My understanding is no. Mike, is that... Have we had issues?
I'm sorry. I didn't hear that clearly. Have
the other experiences in the other town been... the contract's been similar, where there's a pay split?
Have we had issues?
My recollection is that going back to pre-2014, when we were able to capture reimbursement, it wasn't costing the county or the towns. OCFS was reimbursing us. So this agreement that we've arrived at now is a reflection of the fact that reimbursement is no longer available. So that's why it's a partnership in terms of the towns assuming some of the costs involved with agreeing to assign their personnel for purposes of participating as an investigator at the FCAC and then returning to their police forces with that experience while they'll also be working on cases that might be in their municipality but will most certainly be within the jurisdiction of Ulster County.
Okay, do we have all our questions answered?
I mean, it doesn't really, because we may be having this problem with other municipalities. We just don't know it yet.
Fringe costs are just going up, too.
We haven't had
No. I mean, and I'm hearing, I'm saying going forward is the issue. If there's a reimbursement component that we were getting back in 2014 and previous, that, you know, I'm not saying there is a problem, right? And to be very candid, knock on wood, that we don't have a problem. But I'm just saying this may also be the harbinger of, you know, next month we may have New Paltz going and saying, hey, by the way, we now have a bill that we weren't expecting to have to go and pay.
No.
Go ahead, don't
because
say
we haven't contracted with New Paltz.
Well, I mean, contract.
I mean, understand.
I'll give you, I mean,
just
I'll give you that.
That's
yes,
what I'm saying.
Right. Yeah.
That why is Sawgrease giving the county?
No, that's what we have in front of us right now.
Stability
yes.
at a cost of $50,000 that the residents of Sawgrease get nothing for and the county gets something
well,
for.
Well, but
they
I do
have trained personnel
okay.
for these kind of cases 2 years from now. They're basically paying for
a at a cost that one man has decided to, in Sawgrease, has decided to say okay to, which
Chair.
Concerned me.
Yeah, I mean, I think Legislator Maloney raises real concerns, and I can see your point, especially as a representative of the community we're talking about. But the fail-safe is that if the agreement isn't amenable to that agency or that board, they're not going to sign it.
That is so unfair to put those five people in that position to say no and screw what how will it be looked and how could it be played out in the papers that they turned down this important position. It's unfair to put them in that position when they weren't in on the negotiating of the contract. They're going to be put. They're going to put forth an up-down vote. That's a time constraint. This wonderful program. It's not right to do that.
I'm not even sure that it's going to be that way. I'm not even sure that it's going to be an up-down vote. They're going to. You know, who knows if it's a budget amendment? I don't know.
Mr. Ryder, do you anticipate this being a negotiation at this point? Once the contract seems to be finalized, without them being involved in it.
So, I mean, it's going to go to the town board.
That's why I'm asking that we put in there that we and look, it sounds like, to be honest with you, it sounds like we're not paying this position enough and they're being poached. It sounds like if we want to have this position in the county, they're going to have to be paid more. And to take two specific spots in this gigantic county and say, okay, you're going to foot the bill for this, you two towns, is not right. If we want to do it on the county level, then we should pay for it on the county level. We're going to give them an officer in the town of Sawgrease, but we have to pay.
Thank you.
Yes.
I mean, okay.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Rodriguez.
So, you know, so two things. I mean, the first thing I'm going to say is that that's also to a certain degree the job. I mean, Joe, just
wait.
The one
please.
Thing I will say,
one conversation.
That's also the job that they sort of signed up for as a town board member. But through the chair to Legislator Collins, I mean, you represent the other sort of party in this situation. Have you had any communication with your village board or with the town board of Old Worthing with regards to this? Do you have any opinions?
Police chief, yes. Board, no.
Okay, so you've spoken with your police chief. Okay.
When it comes to the policing, our police chief has given the authority to negotiate those types of things. And then to report back to the mayor and the board.
All right, so you don't. You
I'm also, having a little trouble hearing,
yeah,
but
Mike,
a couple of other insights.
Oh God, Mike. Okay, can you say,
hold on, Mike? I think we're gonna. I'll get you back on if we need you again.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Some other insights that are pretty
important.
Wait, insights.
Do you want to hear them?
What are they? Go ahead. Yeah, I'm still here.
So
what are we doing?
I would call the vote. All in favor?
Well, okay. I'd like to put the amendment up that we pay for it. That it's funded by the county.
Which is not what the contract says.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean,
I don't think we have the authority to change the contract.
Let's push it off a month and talk about this.
I don't know what that even. I don't.
What
I'm
is the implication of pushing it off a month?
All right.
And we still didn't get a great answer on why this is late and why they couldn't.
I hear you.
I got you. I need you to answer one other question, which was what? Sorry, Lynn.
We're still wondering why it was late and why we have to make the decision now.
What is the implication about them postponing this?
Interaction with the town board is what it should be. Like he's
Commissioner,
the chief of police,
can you hear me?
And the police department.
Yes, Sarbury's cannot sign them. And I don't think there's any shame in that.
How long have we had those?
No,
vacancies?
You're giving me a look like that. We make tough decisions all the time.
Okay, so we don't. We wouldn't have to make it. So we've had vacancies come up in the last month, which is why these are late. And so we would have only 2 out of 4 filled. The reason that Saugerties and Ellenville are interested in having these officers is there because there have been high incidents of domestic violence incidents mm-hmm. in both of those towns, and both chiefs have expressed interest having someone trained in these skills in their departments.
Well, there's domestic violence all over the county, unfortunately. I'd like to see the numbers per capita that Saugerties is worse on domestic violence, like you're implying, than some other area of the county.
So I hear what you're saying.
I mean, the undersheriff may have some insights into that.
I can pull the data for not a domestics, but...
Okay, Commissioner,
there
thank
is a
you.
Benefit to the town. They do respond.
A couple of years from now, when we get the officer back.
I'll call you back.
But they do respond up there to your town.
Yeah, they respond to every town. All I'm saying is, why not reimburse, if this is a county program, if we start taking and choosing and calling
in. I understand that, sir. We also have the MOUs with our countywide emergency response team, the dive team. Do we start reimbursing for that?
Yeah.
Well, a lot of those are county officers, but you're saying there's
Chair Bartels.
Well, also, we have agreements for, you know, when you talk about those school resource officers, we have agreements for those school resource officers.
How about your town gives an officer?
Can we have one conversation?
I don't have officers in my town.
County officers?
Nope. Where the school resource officer is reimbursed by the...
You have no county officer, the police presence?
Can I finish my thought? Because you're taking me off. If this, we have situations where the school resource officers are stationed in individual schools, and yes, the schools reimburse us for the cost and benefit of that officer, but not for the car, you know, which is a benefit to the facility seeing the car. So, I mean, I feel like there's a give and take, and I also feel confident. I mean, I think you're raising really good points, but I'm also I'm concerned about delaying it when it could be too. To only 2 officers, and we're talking about the most fragile of cases, and Saugerties has the ultimate say. If your town board says no, or says we need to renegotiate this contract, then the contract does not move forward. It doesn't move forward without both signatures.
Right.
Well, I just thought I heard here that you said in this particular situation, this is a budgetary matter. Somebody just said in this room that the police chief has total say in this. No, I don't know what town.
That was for Illinois.
Oh, no, yeah. In our town, I know that's definitely not the case. If it's a budgetary matter, it's a board decision.
When it comes to negotiating,
that's what I'm saying.
He's telling me that there's 4 town board members in the town of Saugerties that he spoke to this week or yesterday has not a clue what's going on.
Included into the town budget. And it's in the town's budget. I mean, the police discretion to spend that money. Now, I don't know what's included into the town budget regarding the police, but I mean, if the police chief is negotiating, I would think that he probably has the money in his budget somewhere. If not, he's going back to the town board, and the town board has to say yes to it. So that, like Tracy's saying, it ultimately goes back to the town board to say yes or no.
It's not going to happen without somebody signing on.
Real quick, I would just like to make the point that the comparison to schools, you know, we have officers at our schools. They're Saugerties schools with Saugerties kids. So when you're taking a little bit of that brunt, makes a little more sense than a county-wide officer is all I'm saying. And all I'm asking for, I think it's a great program. I know of the program that they're talking about. It's $50,000. Somebody that's going to be working 100% of the time for the county, and we're one of 2 places that's going to foot this.
Chair Bartels.
This seems unfair.
I think that the reason that I don't feel comfortable making that amendment right now is that this agreement has been negotiated with an understanding of a benefit for Saugerties and Ellenville, and maybe if the county were paying for the whole benefit, it would be county officers. I mean, maybe we would approach a different agreement, and maybe that's what ends up happening. If Saugerties says no, maybe we have to go, and a county officer, we have to fully fund a county officer to do that. I don't know, but I do not feel qualified to renegotiate a contract that assumes a certain amount of benefit for the community. If the community doesn't think that benefit through its board, doesn't think that benefit is worthwhile, then your board's going to say no. and we're not going to have a contract.
And
we're not
clearly,
going to have an agreement.
And clearly, the law enforcement in your town and in Ellenville identified it as a plus for them to have negotiated this. Whether you agree with the negotiation or not, at the end of the day, the town does have the authority.
I have
to
no
say
comment
no.
on that. But
I'm sorry, Reverend.
We're hiring that policeman anyway. Already on the budget. It's already in there.
You're getting a benefit.
We're just getting a benefit because we're honored to go somewhere and get trained and come back home.
And you get 75% of the salary is funded.
What they're being trained for is predominantly going to be handled on the county level. So if they're
but
working
there's still
with
a
that training,
well, let's call the vote.
Well, you'll be voting, just so everyone knows in this committee, you'll be voting against the wishes of the representative from that town, and I don't think it was too much to ask to fully fund the position, and I think we're going to have problems into the future on a couple of these types of positions, and if that's our plan, to go and negotiate with one appointed official from that town and then jam it down the town board's throat.
But it's not being jammed down the town board's throat. The town board can vote no.
Why don't
if it's
you
not
come down and watch that town board meeting and see how it goes? You know how it's going to go. We've seen
you
the
say
same.
I know how it's going to go. I don't know how it's going to go.
It's
going to
be put forth as this wonderful thing that's time sensitive, that if they say no, the county's going to be left without this. The police chief's going to say, oh, it's a great thing. And the town board's going to go, oh, 50 grand. Oh, boy. Okay. I can't say no. That's how it'll
that's
go.
That's not the way.
That's how it'll go.
Joe, don't they have confidence in the chief officer, the captain of their police department, to make these decisions regarding what's needed in the town regarding the police matters? I mean, I think they have that confidence in that person.
I don't know. We just got told by Mr. Ipochi that the chief assured him in email and through conversation that he had discussions with the town board. They were ready to sign this. And now we're being told that three of the four town board members never heard of it. Fred, I have an email from Fred, and Fred seems somewhat aware of it. I had just said that the first line of the last paragraph, I believe that the town board would be willing to assign a police officer to this project so long as the town is reimbursed for the cost of the officer's participation. And what I'm saying is, he's not. There's $50,000 more.
Well, and we're not in a position. We are not in a position to renegotiate the contract before us. That is not what we're approving. We're approving that it can go to the town.
There was nothing negotiated. We're not renegotiating anything. There was no negotiation. That's my point.
Well, they were negotiating in good faith. Listen, they were negotiating in good faith with the police officer who they thought had authority.
An appointee from the county spoke to an appointee from the town. That was the negotiation of this contract.
If I could just quick. In the 2019 budget, our plan was to hire these retired police officers. So we have budgeted $75,000. That is the plan going forward, and that's what we are doing with the contract for the town for this year. If it doesn't work out for the towns and the towns aren't getting any benefits, we can look at forward budgets doing something else. But what we have budgeted for, and this would be another $100,000 hole in the budget if we negotiate and fully fund the towns on this, we would be looking at getting another $100,000 in the budget for these two cases, and if we have to replace the other two, then it would be another $100,000 in the budget. So
the county budget's 30 times more than the Saugerties budget. So you're asking Saugerties to foot it, not
I think
the county.
We
you
sent
know,
out a memo.
Dollars we're talking about.
One conversation at a time, please.
We sent out a memo a week or two ago expressing some concerns about the county budget up until this point. This would be another that was not implicated in
so, that. But here's what I will say, and this is to what Legislator Maloney is referring to. The fact that we're doing this at the 11th hour, was there any conversation about any of this within the Committee of Jurisdiction? No. It comes to Laws and Rules, and then it comes here. That nobody was informed. You're dealing with one person, and I get what you're saying. It was an appointed, but he still has empowered to make decisions in that role. But there's got to be better communication. This is not acceptable to get to this level and not understand what's happening in the community. So I would ask that there be more conversation when these things are identified with the committees and the legislators that are representing those towns. Chair Bartels.
Assuming this is moving forward, can Commissioner Iaposi reach out to Saugerties to speak to the board directly, not just the police commissioner?
if that's necessary, I can ask him to
do
so.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like at least having that outreach wouldn't be a bad idea.
I mean, I don't know if that undermines the police chief at that point. I think he's already had conversations with the chief and the supervisor. I'll talk to him.
Well, that's a good point.
Call the question.
We'll call the question, yes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Without full reimbursement for the town of Saugerties, I'll be opposed.
So Elmville's going to pay us, or he's not going to pay us.
Well, I think you have conversations with your community. Let's go.
He has a fair point with regards to
I think it
how
does.
These things were done.
Absolutely.
In the case of Ellenville, they empowered their chief to do it. In the case of Saugerties, they didn't.
And I would just ask that, you know, these kinds of conversations are important and should be the kind of conversation that will happen in the communities and jurisdictions.
Had this not been something that came up at the last minute, I don't think this was something that was contemplated for a whole other
You're still in.
Hey, Joe.
All right.
You put down, you checked approve.
Anything
was this
else?
Already that quick?
Yeah.
Go ahead and send it back.
Any new business? Any old business?
Send that initial for me.
I got to grab my computer.
Okay, here, go sign it. Sorry.
Anything? Okay. Any new business or old business? We're
motion
done.
Motion to adjourn.
Okay.
Sorry.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
She comes in here just.